It is 1:30 in the afternoon in the private office of Elwin Leeds in downtown Manhattan.
That'll be $187,000, Mr. Leeds.
$187,000?
In small bills, please.
Where am I going to get that kind of cash?
You have several accounts in Swiss banks. The total amount on deposit is well over $1 million.
How do you know?
It's my job to know. That's why you hired me.
I didn't hire you. I hired your father's firm.
We're partners.
I won't be blackmailed at the point of a gun.
Mr. Leeds, be reasonable. You committed a sin. True, it's not in a big time, but if word gets out, your chances for being confirmed as Federal Commissioner for Financial Planning will be in jeopardy.
You coward. Blackmailer.
Temper, Mr. Leeds, or I may be forced to raise the price.
But why $187,000? It's an odd figure.
Because it's what I need, and it's what you can afford.
When it comes to blackmail, I can't afford a cent. Get out of here.
You will pay.
I told you to get out of here.
No, Mr. Leeds, you pay or die.
You're bluffing.
No, sir, I am not.
You're crazy. Insane.
No, my dear late Mr. Leeds, just cautious.
What is this, Crocker? A convention?
The victim, Elwin Leeds, was a candidate for a federal appointment, so their people are investigating.
Tell them to get lost. Tell them nicely, but tell them. This is out of their jurisdiction. They can have everything when we're finished.
Are you in charge here?
I'm Lieutenant Kojak, Manhattan South. Who are you?
I'm Marshall Harris from the FBI.
Huh. Is that your name or rank?
I don't think you're humorous, Lieutenant. We've had Elwin Leeds under observation for some time.
Did that include tonight?
Lieutenant, we are dealing with a major long-term federal investigation. I would appreciate it if you could forestall this homicide inquiry until we have our suspect in custody.
Your suspect? What did he do? Knock over Uncle Sam for some green paper on his income tax?
We've been on this for 18 months, Lieutenant.
I don't know anything about that. I've got a dead man here. And I have the feeling you people watched this whole thing go down.
Lieutenant, who is your superior?
Harris, get out of here before I have you arrested for interfering with a police officer.
I'll have your badge.
Try it, Kitchy-Koo. Try it.
Later the same day, down at the station house.
Theo, come into my office.
Oh, yes, Captain, my captain.
No funny stuff, Theo. I'm getting heat from upstairs.
You wanted to be captain.
I don't need that from you.
Look, Frank, whatever it is, you'll back me up.
You know I will. Now tell me, why all the excitement?
A hotshot financier by the name of Elwin Leeds was murdered in his office this afternoon. Now, he was up for some federal job in the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Director of Financial Planning.
So you know.
I told you I was getting it from upstairs. Go on.
Leeds was shot twice with a small caliber pistol. Medical examiner says probably a .22.
Motive? Suspects?
Motive? Give me a crystal ball. Suspects? Yeah, we've got witnesses who can identify them. And the whole thing is probably on tape.
You're kidding.
I wish I were, Frank. Some fed by the name of Harris.
You don't have to tell me about him.
Yeah, he's probably the source of our administrative heat. Well, his people been on Leeds' tail for close to a year and a half.
But the nomination for commissioner was only last week. What's this all about, Theo?
I don't know, Frank. But I'll tell you, this guy Harris isn't going to stop me. He's invaded my territory. Now, he's concealing evidence from a homicide investigation. If I find he witnessed that murder, his career is out the window.
Take it easy, Theo.
Easy nothing, Frank. It's time someone taught those slick monkeys a lesson, and it might as well be me.
Just don't step on anybody's big toe.
Hey, have I ever put you on the hot seat, Frank?
Accidentally or on purpose?
The next morning, in a prestigious law office in another part of town, Matthew Erskine talks to his son.
Howard?
Yes, Dad?
Have you seen the Leeds file?
No, I haven't.
Peggy says she can't find it in the vault.
Well, I don't see why it's important.
Why, because the man is dead?
Sure, he's no longer a client.
No, but his estate is still handled by this office.
But the will names another firm as executors.
That's a common procedure, especially with a man who had as many hidden assets as Elwin Leeds.
He certainly had a bundle tucked away.
How did you know?
I checked the records.
Howard, although you are my son, you are not a senior partner in this firm. You will have to earn that.
But I'm a good attorney.
Yes, you are good. You'll have to put in your time like everyone else.
Why? You're my father, the big boss, senior partner. Why do I have to wade through pages of briefs and contracts?
You need the practice. Other men have been here longer than you. Think of what it would do to morale. The other clerks and junior partners.
What about my morale? I don't care about them. I have a legitimate excuse, the best in the world.
What's that?
My father owns the place, for one thing.
There's more.
You know the other reason. I'm the best attorney this office ever had. Those clerks and 20-year men deserve to stay where they are. I don't have to waste my time wallowing at the bottom.
You have a high opinion of yourself.
And rightly so. Top of my class, law review, 3 years as a prosecutor with a federal task force in the Justice Department. I thought you'd take me in as a full partner, but no, you're jealous.
Jealous of what?
Of me. I'm a better lawyer than you'll ever be.
Get out of my office.
Truth hurts, doesn't it?
Later the same day, in front of the station house.
Kojak?
Why, Marshal Harris. Or is it Agent Harris? Where's your platoon of gray flannel suits?
Kojak, I warned you to keep your nose out of my investigation.
Calm down, Harris. Let's not have a domestic quarrel in public.
I told you to keep your people out of this. I'm getting reports that your detectives are checking out all of Leeds' friends and business contacts.
It's my job, Harris.
You're infringing in my area, Kojak. I'll have you busted down to patrolman. You'd be walking a beat in the South Bronx.
Whatever happened to Staten Island?
This is the last time I'm going to tell you.
And now I'm going to tell you. I've put up with this long enough, Harris. This is a murder. I may have some nut running loose on the streets. A major threat to public safety.
He's not a psycho.
So you do know who it is?
I didn't say that.
You know.
Promise you won't move in until we're finished with him?
What's his name?
Howard Erskine.
Matthew Erskine's kid? The courtroom wizard?
Yes. Now, Kojak, you promised.
I didn't see a stack of Bibles around, did you?
Hey, what are you doing? Are you crazy, Kojak? You can't handcuff me.
It's the usual procedure when making an arrest.
What for? You can't arrest me.
I got a list, baby. Concealing evidence, obstruction of justice, material witness, you name it.
You'll hang for this, Kojak.
Over your dead body. Inside. Let's go. Take his fingerprints and throw him in a holding cage.
I'll get you for this, Kojak!
Oh, yeah. Give him this one phone call.
Where's the phone? I'm calling Washington.
Make sure it's correct. We're low on dimes in Fun City.
Deal, how could you arrest a federal agent?
Because he violated the law, Frank.
What about the spirit of cooperation between law enforcement agencies?
At whose convenience, Frank? Theirs or ours?
Lieutenant?
Yeah, what is it, Bobby?
We've located the Erskine kid.
Where?
His office says he's leaving for Europe on the Britannia. It sails from Pier 34 at 5 o'clock.
Well, let's move, Crocker. Tell Stavros and Sapristi. Have them meet us at the docks.
Theo, what about Harris?
Leave him where he is, Frank. He's my eyewitness.
I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot board without a ticket.
Police officers.
Excuse me.
You have a Howard Erskine aboard?
Let me check the manifest. Yes, B deck, room 415.
Show us the way.
Who's there?
It's the police, Erskine. Open up. Stand back from the door.
Go away!
Open up, Erskine, or we'll break it down. Now, the gun isn't going to help you, Howard. This ship is sailing without you.
I'm not going back.
Where are you going? To Switzerland? To cash in Leeds bank accounts?
I earned that money.
You killed for it.
He was a dishonest man. He didn't belong in the commission.
You could have reported it. You didn't have to be a vigilante.
I wanted my own stake.
And his $1 million in stolen money was right for you?
I don't need that much to start my own firm.
Hey, he's moving toward the portal. I can hear him opening it. Break down the door on my signal.
But, sir, who will pay the damages?
Our federal government.
I'm going to get away. You can't stop me.
Now. It's over, Howard.
I'll get off. I have the best lawyers.
Take him away, Sapristine.
Do you think he'll get convicted, Lieutenant? His old man carries a lot of clout.
Not as much as my material witness, Harris of the FBI.